Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Yes. It is so good to see you in the place of worship. You are at the right time, in the right place with?
Right people.
Amen. I'm so happy to see you. We have a couple of announcements. Loose coin for this month will go to Reynold Wood Christian Camp in Dixon, Illinois. And you know, from today, there will be Joy Camp. We are going to have fun. It is a 7-day camp from this afternoon, and I'm going to go there and spend some time with our kids, our youth. So it's going to be really fun. So we will talk about that soon. And during the week, we had children's stop in VBS 2.0. It was really amazing. It was really amazing. And during the service, we will have the video clip. So please know that. And Renee, she's our liturgist. Let's gather our mind and worship God together.
Please stand as you're able and join me in the call to worship. Our hope is in God all of our lives. God has held us since our birth. In love, God saves and supports us.
Trusting in God.
Our opening hymn this morning is How Great Thou Art, page 77, verses 1 and 3.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world Thy hand has made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, Thy power throughout the universe is plain. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. And when I think that God is not sparing, sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, He bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art.
Amen. Please be seated.
Thank you.
It was. He said that. Thank you so much for reading. Yes. Please remember Reverend Parson. He's a sweet person. He joined almost every Christmas Eve service with us, and he's now declining. So please remember him and also Debbie as well in your prayers. And other joys and concerns? Happy Father's Day. Right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Darla reminded me that we couldn't have Father's Day without the mothers.
Uh-oh. Oomph! Thank you, Darla.
You're welcome.
Yes.
I'm having a couple teeth pulled in the morning. So
this morning?
Tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So prayers for that goes well, and I heal quickly.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Please have her. It's scary, right?
Dennis has never been my favorite thing.
Not my favorite either. So. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. It was really great. During the week, we had stopped in VBS 2.0. We had, 20-some kids and many volunteers, and it was so much fun. And right after the prayer, we will have the video clip, and you will love it. You will love it. And I really, especially, I appreciate Rebecca and Melissa. They made the curriculum. Yeah, not from the book. They made the curriculum. And it was so much good and fun, and all the volunteers as well. Thank you so much. And I mentioned Joy Camp from this week. 7 day, please pray for campers, staffs, and leaders for their safety and protection. It's going to be fun. That is guaranteed, but we need pray for their safety and protection. Please remember that. And please have one another in our prayers and concerns. Prayers and support. It's going to be a hot week again. You hear me voice a little bit chopping, right? Maybe I had too much fun or it was too much hot, right? So please remember that. And please continue to have the people in Ukraine in your prayers, and also people in the southern Illinois. There were some tornadoes and hail, and many people, they lost their powers. About 15,000 houses, they lost their powers, and many houses got damaged, so please remember that as well. Now, let's turn to God and pray. Eternal God, we thank you for the record of all the biblical witness which document your love for us. We thank you for the wonderful words of Jesus which reminds us of our need to be welcoming. We thank you that you always remind us of our identity as children of yours, and you stretch us to reach beyond ourselves. Lord, this morning we ask that you stretch us to widen our souls, to include other people, the others of your children whom we might naturally or unconsciously exclude. Stretch us that we may reach more people. Stretch us to believe in ourselves and others. Stretch us to support and encourage one another and stretch us to offer a cup of the body and blood of yours to the people in our lives. God, we thank you for your abundance this morning. Yet, we also remember our siblings who are having difficulties in many ways. Lord, remember the people in Ukraine, Yemen, Afghanistan, Somalia, and Bolivia, and so many other places victimized by violence, political corruption, and war. Lord, they need you more. They need you. And we also remember the people whose house and properties got damaged by hail, tornadoes, and many others. Help us to pray for them and give our hands to those in need. We also remember the people who are sick and ill, and the people who are staying away from their home and their family, and the people who are taking care of their beloved one who are struggling, and the people who are seeking for job opportunities and facing financial difficulties. Lord, remember each one of us and remember them. Give us strength and wisdom, and in your way, make us your partner in your ministry. Lord, we need you. We need you. Be with us and help us be with you. With all our hearts and mind, we pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Not a coconut. Fruit of the spirit's not a coconut. If you want to be a coconut, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the spirit's not a banana. The fruit of the spirit's not a banana. You wanna be a banana? You might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the spirit's not a watermelon. The fruit of the spirit's not a watermelon. You wanna be a watermelon? You might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the spirit is not a lemon. The fruit of the spirit is not a lemon.
you want to be a lemon, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the spirit is not a cherry. The fruit of the spirit is not a cherry. If you want to be a cherry, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Okay! Everybody knows that grapes come in bunches, so everybody get in big bunches. The fruit of the spirit's not a grape. The fruit of the spirit's not a grape. You want to be a grape, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. The fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. The fruit of the spirit's not a coconut. Fruit of the spirit's not a coconut. If you wanna be a coconut, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the spirit's not a banana. The fruit of the spirit's not a banana. You wanna be a banana, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the spirit's not a watermelon. The fruit of the spirit's not a watermelon. If you wanna be a watermelon, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the spirit's not a lemon. The fruit of the spirit's not a lemon. You wanna be a lemon, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the spirit's not a cherry. The fruit of the spirit's not a cherry. If you wanna be a cherry, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control.
Okay, let's sing together, Awesome God. Let's sing twice.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Our scripture lesson today is from the book of James, chapter 3, verses 7b through 10. And I'm going to read it off of there because even with my glasses, this is too small. For every species of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature, can be tamed and has been tamed by the human species. But no one can tame the tongue, a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse people made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth comes a blessing and a curse. My brothers and sisters, this ought not to be so. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Robin Williams once said, words and ideas can change the world. Your word and your idea can change the world. It has the power to do something incredibly good or the power to do evil. So your words have the power to bless and encourage and also have the power to tear down somebody and destroy their life. So well-spoken words can stay in a good relationship while poorly chosen ones can ruin their lives. So words. So many times, our words are the cause of the beginning of our worst moment or the means of peace in our lives. So from today, we're going to talk about the power of the words. So in your bulletin, you may find the Bible verse, the card from the Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. And I want you to keep it. I want you to have it close with you. It is a business card size, so you may carry it or have it wherever you see it often. So let's read it together. Let no evil talk come out of your mouth, but only what is useful for building up as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. Amen. Amen. Love it. Love it. What a powerful word it is. Apostle Paul, he was in prison, probably in Rome. He was waiting for any news about his trial, waiting to know if he will die or not. At the moment, he's writing this letter to the church in Ephesus, which is on the western coast of Turkey. He spent about 25 months teaching, discipling, preaching, and being their pastor. Paul was a traveling missionary. He kept moving here and there. But he was their pastor for 25 months. Ephesus, it was so special to him. Just a few months after he was there, they became in conflict. These baby Christians, they were in conflict, having fight with one another. And they were saying something they were not supposed to say to the people. They didn't represent the gospel. So Paul has to correct them. And in his letter, he talks about unity. In chapter 4, he says, I therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you, I am begging you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you receive. And this idea, it is what Jesus talked to people. Jesus has called you and me, and I want to live a life worthy of that. When he goes on about what it means to live a life worthy, most of what he says has to do with the words they speak. He teaches them to be humble and gentle and talk about the truth in love. And he tells them, put away falsehood, because apparently they were lying to each other. One another. He tells them not to sin in their words, especially when they were angry. Of course, sometimes we get angry and harm and do something terrible or irrational. He's telling them not to say something bad or hurtful when they were angry. Then we come to this beautiful verse. Again, let's read it together. Let no evil talk come out of your mouth, but only what is useful for building up as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. Then what does it mean? It's interesting. Thomas Aquinas, he said, there is a mortal sin mortal sin. People fall into a category of kind of sins that separates us from God, and they can lead us to eternal death, because through the deadly sin of our words, we may dehumanize other children of God. In that process of doing that, we separate ourselves from the Spirit of God. Sometimes we do this, and we don't even realize we are doing it. For example, we say something to our friend about somebody else. So you are telling your friend about this person before they meet each other. Maybe I might say to you, you know what, Tom is a brilliant guy. He's fantastic. He's really good. And before you meet Tom, you believe or at least know he's a brilliant guy, because I told you he's a brilliant guy. If he's not brilliant that day, you might think, I know he's a brilliant guy. Maybe he might have some kind of bad day. He might have a tough day, because Paul said he's a brilliant guy. If it is a good word and he is really brilliant, I think it is good. But in reverse, if I say Tom is not responsible, he's not counted on, I just give you a negative image of Tom. Some of you might not want to talk with him, not want to build a relationship with him, because I said he's not counted on. Then why did I say that? Maybe some 10 years ago or 20 years ago, he didn't return my phone call. Really? That determines his character for the rest of his life? No. You see, I wasn't thinking about the fact. I was actually taking away from his character by saying that to somebody. So gossiping and sharing rumors about the people, that is something Apostle Paul talks about in Ephesians chapter 5. Because there were people in the church gossiping and sharing rumors, and we struggle with that, telling stories about other people. If those are positive stories, that's good. I think we need to do that. We need to encourage and celebrate with one another. But sometimes we find ourselves telling stories that are actually not positive. Saint Philip Neri, he was a priest in the 16th century. And one of his parishioners came to him for confession. You know, the Catholic confession. He has been gossiping. Everybody in town knew her. And one day she was feeling bad about that. So she came to Philip and said, Father Neri, forgive me. I have sinned. I need your help. I have been gossiping about that person. I don't want to do that anymore. What is my penance? You know, in the Catholic Church, it is a sign meant to lead you to repentance. So Father Neri, he said, here is your penance, so I need you to go back home and get a pillow from your house. Bring it here to my office. She was curious, but she went there, and she brought her pillow. And Father Neri said, okay, now we will go up to the top. Bell tower with your pillow. Let's go. And they went up to the tower, and she became more curious. Then Philip said, I need to rip off your pillow, and I want to take all the feathers and throw them to the wind. So she thought, what a strange. So she did what he said. She opened the pillow and ripped off all the feathers and threw them all to the wind, and they were all flying away. And Father Neri, he said, "Now, I want to pick them all. I want to pick them all the feather and make a pillar." And she said, "That is impossible." "Exactly. Because your godship has spread throughout the town, and there is no way you can take them all back." Finally, she understood and could reach genuine repentance. Let me ask you, have you spoken to somebody without knowing it could be hurting? Do you sometimes struggle with that? I don't know about you, but I did. I've done it. If you are like me, I believe today God would say, "Stop. Stop. See the precious image of mine in you. No evil talk. No evil talk." Proverbs 12:18, it says, "Rash words like sword thrust, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." I want to invite you and me to be wise with our tongues, and I want us to bring healing, restoration, and reconciliation in God's love. And I want us to build up one another in God's love. Our tongues, it is like the big hammer. A big hammer can tear down a building, but also it can be used to build something great. And how can it build others up? There was a music teacher, Audrey, in California. One of her students was Edward. He always looked sad, sitting all the way back in her classroom, and she saw him eating lunch by himself. He looked always sad, and she knew something was going on with the kids, but didn't know much about him. So she tried to engage him in her class, but he never tried. It was sure, he would get a D grade. After the final test, Audrey met each one of her students. And finally, Edward, he came to her class. And he said, "I know, I have been a bad student, and I know I'm stupid. I'm sure I embarrassed you all the time, and I would get a bad grade. I'm so sorry." Later she said, "My heart was broken listening to him saying, 'I'm stupid.'" And she said, "I just wanted to reach out and hug him and cry with him." And she said, "At the moment, I did something that I have never done before. I looked at Edward and talked to him, 'Edward, your grade in this class is an A.' He was really surprised. 'Edward, you may have been a D student in my class, but you are an A human being, and I see potential in you. Edward, I love you. I love you. I believe in you.'" And he walked out of her office. On that night, middle of night, she received a call, and it was from a priest. And the priest said, "I'm so sorry to interrupt you in the middle of night. I'm Edward Priest. I want to know whatever you said changed the course of his life. I got a call from his parents. They found a note on a pillow. It says, 'To the family, I'm so sorry. I could not be the kind of son you wanted to be. All I wanted to be loved. I'm so sorry for being unlovable. I will go now, and you will find me in the closet.'" When his parents found this note, Edward said, he would use the note that night. But he said he changed his mind. He wanted to leave because of something Audrey said. So Audrey saved his life and changed the world, his entire life, with her words. So Edward, he's now a successful dentist in California because of the power of one person's word, paying attention and using her word to build up. She changed his whole life. And I guarantee you there are so many people around us who have been torn down and needs to be built up. There are people around us who are discouraged, frustrated, and depressed. And our task is to be with them and let them know they are not alone. And we encourage them and build them up.